Dream Stele of Thutmose IV. Memories of the New Kingdom, Volume 7. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020-2022. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2023. Foreword. Thutmose IV inherited the New Kingdom at its peak when his father Amenhotep II died. Amenhotep II had likewise inherited a strong empire from his father Thutmose III, and had organized a peace treaty with the Mitanni Empire to the north. Thutmose IV took the peace treaty one step further and married a Mitannian princess to secure a peaceful northern border. He is most famous for his activities at the Great Sphinx of Giza and the Dream Stele he erected beneath its head. There is debate about why he erected the Dream Stele, and some Egyptologists have suggested it was intended as propaganda to validate his seizing the throne instead of it falling to his elder brother, as it states that the great god Hermeket Khepri-Ra-Atum spoke to him in a dream in the form of the Great Sphinx and promised he would be the king one day. It seems extremely unlikely that Amenhotep II would have allowed him to erect the stele while he was still alive, as Thutmose IV was not his chosen heir, and it is therefore believed that he erected it after assuming the kingship. His mother Tiau was one of Amenhotep's faceless wives, who, like all his other wives, were not depicted in statues. The decades following Hatshepsut's kingship were an era of repression for the royal wives, and none of Amenhotep II's wives' names are recorded anywhere other than Tiau. Her name is only known because of Thutmose IV's revisionist history, where he retroactively elevated her to the god's wife of Amen, or in modern terminology, sacred queen, of Amenhotep II after his father had died. The repression of the royal wives is accepted by Egyptologists as a direct reaction to Hatshepsut seizing Thutmose's II's throne and legally changing her sex to male so she could be king. While it is clear that Hatshepsut took multiple wives when she was king, it is also clear that the common Egyptians did not believe she had become male. The graffiti found near her mortuary temple depicts her as a female king having sex with a male believed to have been Senenmut, the high steward of the king during Hatshepsut's reign. It is unclear when he became a steward in the royal house, and some Egyptologists believe he was already a steward as early as Thutmose I, while others believe it was later under Thutmose II, or when Hatshepsut was queen regent for Thutmose III before usurping the throne for herself. Senenmut's earliest attested title was steward of the god's wife, a reference to Hatshepsut as Thutmose's queen, suggesting that Thutmose II was still alive. A later title was the steward of the king's daughter, a reference to Neferur, the daughter of Thutmose II and Hatshepsut. Finally, under King Hatshepsut, he became the high steward of the king. After King Hatshepsut died and Thutmose III assumed his throne, the female members of the royal house appear to have been suppressed to make sure none of them attempted to usurp the throne again. If it wasn't for Thutmose IV's revisionist history, his mother Tiau's name would not have survived to the present. The repression does not appear to have started under Thutmose III, but his son Amenhotep II. Thutmose III had two gods' wives of Amen, first Satyar and then Meretra Hatshepsut after Satyar died. Conversely, Amenhotep's wives were all faceless, and virtually no information survives regarding them. Thutmose IV tried to reverse the situation for women in Egypt, marrying first a commoner named Nefertari as the god's wife of Amen,